wanted to dedicate tonight's shir l'zchus refuah shleima for Yitzchak Leib ben Zlata and Daniel ben Froma, who are, that's a son and a father, the son who's donating his kidney to his father tomorrow morning, Bezos Hashem, a member of our shul, who we are very, very proud of, and we certainly wish him a refuah shleima, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make everything go smoothly, and that both father and son should recover quickly, and both experience a complete refuah bekarov. So tonight I advertised the topic as Pesach because, as usual, because I had no idea what I was going to talk about. But I was looking back at my files. Well, shortly before that happened, Rav Sachs gave a shir klali in yeshiva today on the topic of Hallel on the night of the Seder. So I thought I had given a shir once on Hallel on the night of the Seder. I couldn't find it on YU Torah, but I did find it in my notes. So it must have been a Shabbos HaGadol drasha or something that on the topic of Hallel on the night of the Seder. So tonight we're going to discuss some of the unusual aspects of Hallel on the night of the Seder and why these unusual aspects exist. What exactly is going on so different about Hallel on the night of the Seder than Hallel on other nights? And to introduce it, we have not four questions, but 12 questions, so to speak. But the 12 questions could be divided into three basic categories. There are anomalies about Hallel on the night of the Seder on three levels. First of all, the conditions that one experiences while reciting Hallel seem to be totally different than every other Hallel throughout the year. Second of all, in terms of its role and its placement within the Seder, there are a whole number of issues that raise red flags or at least points of interest. And third, just miscellaneous questions about the Hallel in general on the night of the Seder. So let's begin with category one. There is a Mishnah Maseches Megillah on Daf Chaf where the Mishnah tells us about those mitzvos that are done b'yom and those mitzvos that are done Belaila. And the mitzvahs that are done b'yom are kosher kol ha'yom. For the most part, the mitzvahs that are done b'laila are kosher kol ha'laila. So the Mishnah tells us, kol ha'yom, kosher, l'kriyas ha'megillah, u'l'kriyas ha'halel. All day long, it's kosher to say Hallel. One can do Hallel all day, but what's clear in that Mishnah is that it's kol ha'yom and not kol ha'laila, because you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of Hallel Balayla. So problem number one with the Hallel on the night of the Seder is that it's on the night of the Seder. And Hallel is supposed to be done during the day. It's not supposed to be done at night. Second issue, Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Chav Beis, Se'iv Zayin. Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly, Mitzvahs Kriyas Hallel Me'umad. The way one fulfills the mitzvah of Hallel is standing up. At the Seder, when we recite Hallel, as far as I know, the minhag in all families that I've ever seen, which is admittedly only two, but nevertheless, it's been to sit during Hallel on the night of the Seder. So where does this come from, that we're allowed to sit? It's a beferish against the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Furthermore, the Gemara Maseches Tainis, and Daf Chafei and Beis going over the Chafav Amaral, Maisav goes with Tainis Blood, Vinei Mahal Meikara, Abayv Rav Adam Tavayl, V'Shein Omrim Hallel, Ella al nefesh seveya v'keres maleya. That one is only supposed to recite Hallel when one is physically satiated, when one is not hungry. Let's say one has not gone a whole day where there's nothing to eat because you can't eat chametz or matzah, and then has spent a good deal of time talking and listening to every kid say their gematrias and say the manishtana in languages that no one has spoken in 50 years. And on and on. It's people are starving at that time. And yet, normally, the halacha is that one is not allowed to recite Hallel when one is in such a physical condition. So that is category one of the anomalies involved in the Hallel on the night of the Seder. Anomalies in the conditions around the recitation of this Hallel. That we do it normally it's only supposed to be done during the day, we're doing it at night, it's supposed to be done standing, we're doing it sitting, and it's supposed to be done on a full stomach, and we're doing it on an empty stomach. Second category is where it fits actually in the Seder itself. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Chav Beis, Sif Dalin, in source number four, Le'inyan Afsaka Afilu Be'emtza Shol B'Shalom In some tough, yeah. I feel b'am to shalom b'shalom adam should tzar klinik bo kavanu meishu b'shalom l'kal adam. I've been yachir lo yafsik. It's talking about halal. This is in the halachas of Rosh Chodesh of halal. The Shulchan Aruch paskins. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halal. You're allowed to be shalom mipnei hakavod meishu b'shalom l'kal adam. But there needs to be some compelling reason, like to be shalom mipnei hakavod, or to be meishu shalom because someone already greeted you. But short of that, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of halal. One is not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halal. And yet, what we do is we say half of the halal, then have a huge hefsik with a meal in the middle, and then we finish the halal afterwards. You're never allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halal. Why is it that during this halal, we're allowed to have such an enormous hefsik right in the middle of the halal? Not only that, the Rambam in Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes, Kol kos v'kos mi'arba'a kos l'se'elu, mivarich alav bracha b'fnei atzma. V'kos rishon amar alav kiddushayam, meaning the Rambam formulates for us how the dalet kosos that we have in the night of the Seder are not just four kosos, but these are four kosos that each represent a different part of the Seder. There is a Seder to the night, and it's built on a framework of the Dalet Kosos. So the first Kos is Kiddush. Kos Sheni, Kori Alav Es Hagada. Kos Shlishi, Mvarech Lav Birch Samazon. Kos Revi'i, Gomer Alav Es HaHalel. So Kos Revi'i is Halel and Mvarech Lav Birch Sashir. And those are the four Kosos. So apparently, the fourth Kos is the Kos for Halel. But the truth is, we're really reciting Halel on the second Kos as well. Right, the second kos at the end of because the halal is at the end of the magid, so we're really reciting halal and half of the halal on the second kos, half the halal on the fourth kos. What's the connection between what's going on with the rest of the second kos and that halal, and what is it about the fourth kos that introduces a new component to that halal? Another issue as it relates to the seder and halal, right before the halal. We have a paragraph where we say lefichach, and the lefichach paragraph is that chayav adam liros asatzmo laharos asatzmo, that would each person on the night of the seder, because of kol shalom shlosh dvar malal lo yasi dechavaso, because Rav Gamliel said that anyone who hasn't said these three things has not fulfilled his chiyuv. His chiyuv of what exactly is a discussion in the Rishonim already. He hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv of something on the night of the Seder. Lefichach, therefore, we have to recite a halal. What's the lefichach? Because we're not yotzei the mitzvah of, let's say, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you don't mention Pesach Matzah Maror, so that's why we have to say a halal. What exactly is the link? Is the connection? What's the lefichach in the Haggadah? Furthermore, many poskim require that at the time of halal, matzah should still be on the table. Furthermore, there is a discussion in the Rishonim when one has to finish the halal by. The Ran in source number 6 writes, "Lefichach tzarich lizar v'lechol kodem chatzos matzah shalafikomim va'afilu b'kriyas ha'halal l'chmir b'tosefta l'kroso kodem chatzos v'yesh mekilin." He says that even halal, there are those that are machmir do kodem chatzos. Now one could argue, well, maybe that's got nothing to do with halal. Maybe that's about the mitzvah salayla, and that if the matzah has to be done at night, that means all the mitzvah salayla have to be done within the zman that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So not just matzah, but all dalet kosos. So therefore, since the halal is on the fourth kos, it's the fourth kos that really needs to be done before Chatzos HaLayla. My Rebbeim, I believe, are makbid about this, that they try to finish all four kosos before Chatzos HaLayla. Not because they're rushing to get to sleep or that they're so tired. As far as I know, from his family members, Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter, after the Seder is over, stays up all night, opens up Perek Tam Nishchat, and just learns until he can't learn anymore, until he falls asleep. From the fifth Perek of Maseches Pesachim and on, all the Kachim Sugyas in Maseches, those exciting Kachim Sugyas that everyone's eager to learn in Yeshiva. So all night until Ad Shechat Vashena, until he falls asleep. So not because they're rushing to get to sleep, but because they're rushing to do the Mitzvah Salayla within the Zman that one is supposed to do the Mitzvah Salayla. which always makes like that whole game that the kids play, oh, how late was your Seder, how late was yours, you know, like that. I always felt bad because my Seder always ended, you know, roughly around Chatzos. I always felt like I must be from like a non-religious family or something, that we finished by Chatzos. It turns out we were more religious than everybody else. So the run writes that there are Yesh Machmirim, but he doesn't say Dalet Kosos, he says Hallel. So the emphasis seems to be on the Hallel in particular, that the Hallel for some reason has to be done by Chatzos. Why would it be that the Hallel has to be done by Chatzos? I mean, the whole Zman of the Hallel, as we mentioned, it's already off. It's at night. It doesn't belong at night. Hallel is a daytime thing. So once we're doing it at night, why does it have to be done by Chatzos? The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, actually even before that, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Lachar Gemar Kol Asuda, in Siman Tav Ayin Zayin, in Hilchos Pesach, Lachar Gemar Kol Asuda, Ochlin Matzah HaShemura Tachas HaMapa, Kizayis Kol Echad, Zeich LePesach HaNechol HaSova, V'yachlenu BeHaSeba, V'lo Yivarich Lov, he talks about eating the Afikomen, V'yezor Lachlo Kodem Chatzos, make sure you eat the Afikomen before Chatzos, and then the Ramah adds, V'yaktim Atzmo Shagam, HaHalil Yikra Kodem Chatzos, that a person should make sure that the Halil is also done before Chatzos. Again, not just Talit Kosos, but specifically the emphasis on the word Halel, that the Halel be done before Chatzos. The Rambam discusses this as well. The Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he says how one is supposed to do as much as he can to describe in vivid detail, and Kol Amarich Hareze Meshubach, and he goes on to say, where is it? Somewhere in there. And I thought he says something about Hallel in there as well, in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But be that as it may, the mitzvah is to be mesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim as much as we can. Yeah, if you look at just at the beginning of the mitzvah kufnun zayin he shetzivanu l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asur b'nisan b'tchilas halayla k'fit tzachus loshon mesaper, meaning don't just read from a script. You should be able to say based on the way you're able to tell the story. V'kol ma sheYosef b'mamar v'yarech hadvarim b'hagdolas masha asa lanu Hashem, by enhancing and magnifying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, u'masha asu imanu haMitzrim, and what the Mitzrim did to us, me'avel v'chamas ve'eich lakach Hashem nikmasenu mehem u'bahodos lo yisbarach al masha gamalnu michasadav yeh yoser tov. So the Ram describes, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to tell the story, tell about the horrible things that were done to us, tell about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and behodos lo yisbarach. That's also part of the mitzvah. Behodos lo yisbarach. So why is that part of the mitzvah? That seems to be, behodos lo yisbarach sounds like Hallel. But is that part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or is that a separate mitzvah called Hallel? No, Rav Sacks had an unbelievable deal. You know, in the very first Shorish, I don't have this in these Marim Makomos, in the very first Shorish of the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam attacks the Bahag, because the Bahag suggests that you can count in the Minyan of Mitzvos, Mitzvos Terabbanan. And the Rambam says, that's crazy, you can't count Mitzvos Terabbanan. And the Bahag, the Rambam says, counts 18 Mitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Aleph through Kuf Yud Ches, the Bahag counts 18 Mitzvos of Hallel. Because 18 times you say Hallel. 18 separate mitzvos of Hallel. So the Rambam says, that's crazy, you can't count 18 mitzvos of Hallel. None of those 18 count, because they're all midrabanan, and you can't count mitzvos rabbanan. You know, we're used to saying, oh, the Baha'i counts mitzvos rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. 18 times he counts Hallel. That's a little more scandalous than Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, no? 18 times the same mitzvah of Hallel. So Rav Sacks has such an interesting aura. He says, you got to look everything up. If you look in the Bahag, in his Minyan HaMitzvos, he counts Hallel 19 times, not 18 times. What's going on? How come the Rambam says he only counts it 18 times, he counts it 19 times? One of the times that he counts it is the night of the Seder. And that the Rambam doesn't have a problem as being a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. He's got other problems with counting it as a separate mitzvah. But not because it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Because look, the Rambam himself in Mitzvah Kufn and Zayin includes the Mitzvah of Hallel within the Mitzvah of Sipri Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So that one Hallel is Takada Raisa. The Rambam will be Moda. So that's why the Rambam is so Meduyuk. He says, how could the Bach count these 18 Mitzvahs to Rabbanan of Hallel? Because one of them was Takada Raisa. One of them was actually Daraisa. I thought it was an unbelievable Ha'ara in just reading a Rambam. If you ever read the Shrashim of the Rambam, the Ramban, you're lucky if you get through it to look up the Makoros also. I mean, it's Madriga. So that's another issue in terms of the uniqueness of the Hallel. Then there are other just miscellaneous strange things about this Hallel. First of all, we don't say a bracha at the beginning of this Hallel, and that's extremely odd. The Rambam, very famously, in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Brachos, tells us that Yesh Mitzvah Sasei, Shechai Vadim Lashad, Vilirdofa Chiasos, there are mitzvahs say a person has to go out of his way to do, and those are called the chovel, vishad mechayvel kol panim lasos, and then there are mitzvahs say you don't have to go to try and put yourself in a situation to do. If you have a house, you put it on a mezuzah, etc. And then at the end of that halacha, the Rambam writes, the kol mitzvah sase shebein adam lamakom, bein mitzvah shein lechovel, bein mitzvah shehi chovel, mevarich aleha kodem lasiyasa. The rule is very simple in terms of which mitzvahs do we recite a bracha on, which mitzvahs do we not recite a bracha on. Says the Rambam, mitzvahs bein adam lechavero, we do not recite a bracha on, that's why there's no bracha on nichem avelim, there's no bracha on bikur cholim, there's no bracha on tzedakah, there's no bracha on being mesameh chasam v'kal. But mitzvahs haseh shebin adam lamakom all receive a bracha. How come there's no bracha on this Hallel? We even say bracha on Hallel when it's only a minhag. So let alone Rav Shechter's makbid that he doesn't. He'll listen. The Shliach Tzibur anyway is saying the bracha, so he'll listen to that bracha and answer amen. Have kavana, because why should you risk saying a bracha in a minhag? It's such a major machlokas rishonim whether you're allowed to. Might as well be yotzei the Shliach Tzibur. L'chora, what definitely doesn't make sense is just parenthetically. What definitely doesn't make sense is to do what most people do: to listen to the Shliach Tzibur say the bracha, answer amen, and then say the bracha yourself. Meaning, if you want to say the bracha yourself, so say it together with the Shliach Tzibur. You're going to listen, answer amen, and have kavana hafeches not to be yotzei. That's a little odd. And then say your own bracha. Okay, but whatever it is. Normally, mitzvahs ben adam l'makom require a bracha. How come there's no bracha? How come there's no bracha on this Hallel? Just to add to the strangeness of it, it's not that there's no bracha on this Hallel. There is a bracha on this Hallel, because we say the bracha after the Hallel, meaning that part we still add. So why would that be true? And then another question: the halacha is that women are generally pater from mitzvah shazman grama, as we are well aware. The sugya maseches kiddushin that women are exempt from all mitzvah shazman grama. Yet when it comes to this Hallel, when it comes to the mitzvah, all the mitzvahs halayla, rather, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in source number 12, Gam anashim chayavos barba kosos ubekol mitzvahs hanogos bos halayla, that women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of the night, presumably including the Hallel. Now, Hallel doesn't seem to be like a mitzvah of the Seder per se. It just happens to be that we're saying Hallel on that night. Yet women are obligated in it like the other mitzvahs halayla. Just two more questions that we have here. One is that after Pesach is different than Sukkot. On Sukkot, each and every day of Sukkot, we say the entire Hallel. On Pesach, we only say the full Hallel for the first day, or in Chutz Laaretz, the first days. But then after that, we're not saying the full Hallel. So why? Why don't we say the full Hallel after that? So there are different reasons given by the Gemara and by the Midrashim. That Pesach is not Chalukim B'Chamin Oseim is the reason given by the Gemara, but the Nosi Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch quote from the Midrashim that we cannot say the full Hallel on the last day of Pesach, on the last days of Pesach, because that commemorates Kriyas Yamsuf. And Kriyas Yamsuf, while it was a triumphant moment for the Jewish people, was a very, very sad moment for millions of people who died at the Yam. And Maisi Yadai Tovim B'Yam V'Atem Omrim Shira, how could it be that as the Egyptians are drowning, that we're going to sing Shira? It doesn't make sense that at their downfall, we're going to be so elated that we're going to sing Shira. Once we're not saying full Hallel on the last days, we don't say on the intervening days either. However, if that were really true, if it were really based on Maisi Yadai Tovim B'Yam, Atem Omrim Shira, how can we say Shira when the Maisi Yadai Tovim B'Yam? So then, L'chora, we should have the same problem on the first night, on the night of the Seder. Because the night of the Seder, there were a lot of people that died in Egypt as well. We're commemorating Makas Bechoros. In fact, the Abar Benel in his Agada writes, that we actually acknowledge that our simcha is missing a little bit on the night of the Seder. And that's why people have a minhag that they drip a little bit of wine out of the kos. Our simcha is not complete. Mishum sheyishuasenu ba'a la'achar ma'palas ha'mitzrim. K'mo shenemar b'nefaloivcha al tismach. That with the downfall of your enemy, you're not supposed to rejoice. So we take down our level of rejoicing a little bit because there was a downfall of our enemy on that first night. This relates to what the Gemara Megillah says, Daf Yud Amud Beis, in source number 14. V'am Rabbi Yochanan me'malo ne'amar kitov ba'odazu l'fi she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'ma'palasin shel Rashaim. Hashem is not happy about the downfall of the wicked. This is reminiscent a little bit of the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud, where Rav Meir has the conversation with his wife after he davens that all the bad guys in his neighborhood should all die because they're such terrible people. And she says, no, that's not what we're supposed to daven for. That doesn't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. Yitamu chatoim urushayim odeinam, she says. Not yitamu chotim urushayim odeinam. It's not that these sinners will be gone. Let the sins be gone. We hope that our enemies do tshuva. That's what we really want. We don't hope for our enemies to die. What does the pasuk mean when it says that these did not approach these all night? Bikshu malachei hasharis lomar shira. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Masi Yadai Tovim B'Yam Atem Omrim Shira. So the malachim were not allowed to sing Shira Kriyas Yamsuf. So you see clearly that there is something missing from the simcha when there is rampant death and destruction amongst our enemies. I remember a number of years ago, Rabbi Baruch Chait came out with a Haggadah that has very vivid, graphic pictures of each of the Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and people complained to him that it's going to give kids nightmares, that it's so scary. He said, well, what do you think it looked like? You know, in real life, it was probably even scarier. And it's true, but such vivid, gory pictures. That's what was going on with the Mitzrim. So is that really a cause for unbridled celebration, where we don't hold back at all? You know, later on, we're going to hold back because of Kriyas Yamsuf. Now we're not going to hold back because of what the Mitzrim are suffering, the Bechori Mitzrayim dying. And finally, as Rav Sachs noted in today's shiur also, that, you know, the Manishtana is an interesting collection of four questions. You know, if you had to ask what's different on the night of the Seder, there is so much that's different on the night of the Seder. How about the 12 questions we just asked about the Hallel, right? All of those would have been really great questions about how this is so different than any other Hallel that we ever say. How come this isn't included in the Manishtana? It breaks every rule. It breaks every rule. So how come it's not included in the Manishtana? So the truth is, you know, Manishtana may be different. It may not be meant to summarize everything that we see that's different on the night of the Seder. What it may really be trying to do is trying to draw a contrast. And now I think a number of them, Farshay Agadah, point out. They're just trying to say, like, what is it? Are we happy or are we sad? You know, is this maror, you know, where shemaror eschayim, or is this haseba? Is this, you know, dipping like a king, or is this lechemoni? Is this matzah? And even within the matzah and the maror, it's a stira, right? The maror, it's chasa, Shekadosh Baruch Hu was chasa al Yisrael, but at the same time, it's shemaror eschayim, the matzah also, l'ospiku b'tzeikam, and yet at the same time, so that could, the Manishtana might just be about the inherent stiras in the night. So maybe that kasha is not such a big kasha, but still, you know, the advantage of asking, 13 kashas is even if all 13 are not such strong kashas, something's funny about this halal, something is unusual. I will grant that that line of reasoning is not always true. You know, there's a sefer. Let's say what the sefer. There's a sefer where the author says, you know, I have I forgot what the number is. I think it was 186 rayas that I'm correct about this. So even if you don't like some of the rayas, out of 186, some of them have to be true, and you could read through the whole sefer and see that all 186 are terrible. None of them, not a single one, is a real raya. But over here, I think of these 13 questions, some of them we have to be moda that some of these are pretty decent questions. What is going on with the halal on the night of the seder? So there are two yisodos that I found described by Achronim, but really it's completely based in Rishonim in terms of the night of the Seder, in terms of the Halal on the night of the Seder. First off, when it comes to matzah, you know, the Gemara describes what's lechem oni. Lechem oni is so called because it is lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe. It's Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav. What does it mean, sha'onim alav dvarim harbe? So we're used to saying, oh, sha'onim alav dvarim harbe means we do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim using the matzah as a prop for the mitzvah. And that's true, that's correct, right? We do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim using the matzah as a prop. Says Rashi, source number 16, sha'onim alav dvarim, she'gomrim alav es ha'halel, ve'omrim alav hagada. That the matzah is a prop for the halel, and also for the Haggadah. So apparently, part of the Kiyum Mitzvah of Matzah is the Halal itself. Now how in the world is that part of the Kiyum Mitzvah of Matzah? If you look in the Sefer Achinuch, the Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, the Mitzvah Sipur Yisiyas Mitzrayim, L'saper Binyan Yisiyas Mitzrayim B'lel Chamish Asar B'nisan, Kalech Kvitzach Zoshono, Ulahalel ulishabeach Hashem Yisbarach al kol nisim sha'asal lanu shein. Meaning, lechem shonim alav dvarim harbe, we have no problem saying that part of the kiyum of matzah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is matzah, that they're intertwined with each other. Yeah, but you know what's also included in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Halel. Which means that the matzah, the halel, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're all bound up together. Lechem shonim lev dvarim harbe includes halal. Halal is part of the mitzvah of matzah. If that's the case, that halal is part of the mitzvah of matzah, that right away answers a whole bunch of questions. This is not a halal the way we know of halal. This is not a halal that you say because it's a Yom Tov, so we're reciting a halal of Yom Tov. We'll do that. We'll do that the next day. This is not a halal that we say to experience a miracle even, only, which we'll get to as well. That's another element of it. But this is a halal that is part of the fulfillment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim cannot just be, here's a story that happened. The purpose of the Seder night is to create and enhance a serious relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. To recognize that there's a serious relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That relationship cannot be an ancient story. That relationship has to be, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all of this for me, I am so grateful to Him, and we express how grateful we are to Him. That's all part of the emuna that's created by the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it could be, based on this, we understand so many of the questions. Why isn't there a bracha in the mitzvah of Halal on the night of the Seder? The mitzvah of halal is not a mitzvah of halal. It's a mitzvah of matzah. It's lechem shonim lev dvarim harbe. And if it's a mitzvah of matzah, you already said a bracha on the mitzvah of matzah. And this is just part of the kiyum of matzah. Part of the kiyum of matzah is not just that kazayis that you eat. It's having the matzah on the table, telling the whole story with the matzah as a prop, eating the matzah, but there is a bracha. And that also explains why there's no mitzvah, why there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the mefarshim and the Haggadah are bothered. Why is there no bracha in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's clearly a mitzvah, so why wouldn't there be a bracha? But if you hold that it's part of the mitzvah of matzah, so then you understand very well why it's not going to require its own separate bracha. It also explains, obviously, why we do this at night. Because this is not a halal like any other halal where you would do it during the day. This is a halal that relates to matzah. It has to therefore be done during the zman of matzah. And that's also why we sit during this halal. Because again, part of the mitzvah of matzah, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of matzah? One fulfills the mitzvah of matzah sitting, even better, reclining one fulfills the mitzvah of matzah. Yes, Sibrit Tzias Mitzrayim, matzah, he counts separately. But he does also include Hallel in, and he would also acknowledge Lechem Shorim Lev Dvarim Harbe. He might say that they're independent mitzvahs, but they're related independent mitzvahs. And Hallel is more than related. It's subsumed under Sibrit Tzias Mitzrayim. We also, that explains why we would sit for the Hallel. It explains why there's no Manishtana question on it, because there is. There's a Manishtana question on the matzah. And the matzah includes the Hallel. The matzah is about all the things that we're going to say related to the matzah. It also, you understand very well why women would be obligated, because the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Mem Gimel tells us that Kol Sheyeshno, that tells us women are chayiv in Achtilas Matzah Midaraisa, even though matzah itself is Mitzvah Shazman Grava. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Sochol Av Chameitz, and we darshan, Kol Sheyeshno Bal Tochol Chameitz, Yeshno Bekom El Chamatzah, Yeshno Bachilas Matzah. Whoever is included in the Yisra of eating Chameitz is included in the mitzvah of eating matzah. That's what makes it one of the exceptions. So women also, they're included in the Yisra of Chameitz. That's a very similar drasha to what you have by women in Kiddush. Right? Why are women chayiv in Kiddush? The Gemara in Brachos Tav Chav and Shmuel Tav Chav says because one set of the Aseres Zibra says Zachris Yom HaShabbos Zekacho, the other says Shomer Yom HaShabbos Zekacho. So we darshan Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira. Anyone who's included in Shmira Shabbos, Yeshno B'Zechira is included in Zechira Shabbos as well. So a very similar drasha that the Gemara has when it relates to matzah. Anyone who's included in the Lo Saseh, in the not eating chametz, is included in the yes eating matzah. I think Rabbi Sablovsky pointed out once that we have this massive rule, mitzvah shazman grava, nashmar paturus, from all mitzvah shazman grava. How many are there? How many mitzvah shazman grava? So Rabbi Sablovsky says, he always asks his talmidim in yeshiva, just a wild guess, how many mitzvah shazman grava that women are pater from? So some of them will say ridiculous things, like 2,000, there are only 613 total mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs to say. So let's, given that framework, okay, so still, how many mitzvahs? Some people say 40, 50 there must be. I think the number was 6. I think there are 6 mitzvahs shazman grabin that women are actually pater from. There actually are more exceptions to the rule than there are the rule itself of mitzvahs shazman grabin. But one of the exceptions to the rule is the mitzvah of matzah. So if matzah is an exception to the rule, we understand very well that halal is going to be an exception to the rule as well, and that women are going to be chayiv in it. It could also be that it relates to the dalakosos, that if women are chayiv in the dalakosos, because of afeinoi bosa neis, and each of the dalakosos has a function, each of the dalakosos is, it's not just stam dalakosos, it's Kos Rishon for Kiddush, Kos Sheni for Magid, Kos Shlishi for Birchas HaMazon, Kos Revi for Halal. So it could be that women are obligated in all those elements because of that. You also understand why it's not going to be considered a major hefsek to stop in the middle of the Halal and have the meal. Because the whole night, everything you're doing is part of the Onam Alav Dvarim Harbe. It's part of the matzah. You're stopping in the middle of the mitzvah of matzah as well and continuing later with the afikoman. All of it is part of the Onam Alav Dvarim Harbe. It's not considered a hefsek. Maybe dafka we make that hefsek to emphasize and to demonstrate that it's all part of the shevach vodah that we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that would certainly explain that why you would want to keep the matzah on the table during the halal. Lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe. That the dvarim harbe, including the halal that you're saying, has to be alav. It has to be on the matzah. So that's yisod number one. Yisod number one might be that, based on that Rashi, lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe means that it's a key mitzvah of matzah. It's a key mitzvah of matzah to say halal. Then there's another idea. The Rana Maseches Pesachim Adav Chavav Amaral Pidapei Arif writes in the name of Rav Haigon as follows. This is source number 19. Av Rabbeinu Haigon Zal Kasa B'tshuva She'in Mevarch Mahal Shablei L'Pesachim Ligmar Sahal She'in Anu Korin Osa B'toras Korin Ela B'toras Omer Shira. So he's saying something profound. That when we say Halal, it is not, on the night of the Seder, it is not Kriya Sahalal. It is Omer Shira, Shekach Shaninram, Gamliel Lomer Lefichach, Anachnu Chayavim, Lahodos Lahalel, Venomer Lefanavaluka, Lefichach, and Badam Lavarich, Mashtikin also, Elu Divrei Gonzal. So the idea is that there are multiple types of halo. And I think Rabbi Sobolovsky puts it very nicely. He quotes it from Rav Soloveitchik in his introduction to his sefer, right? Reishis Kochi. I think that's Rabbi Sobolovsky's sefer on Bechoros. Right? I get confused. Right? It was Rabbi Braunschweigel that wrote on Bikurim, and Rabbi Sobolovsky that wrote on Bechoros. So Bikurei Abba is Rabbi Braunschweigel's sefer. So in the Sefer Bechoros he writes as follows: Bebir Haichilik Pirush Hagrid of Salvechik. The Halo de Kol Hashana Omrim Al Shem Ha'Avar B'Yom Shanas Neis Liyisrael Ba'Avar. Halo throughout the year, it's always retrospective, thinking about that day in the distant past when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a miracle. O Yom Tov HaMechayev Halal Armin An Halal Kriyas Chova B'Kol Shana V'Shana. If there's a Yom Tov that's Mechayev HaHalal, so good. So it's the Yom, it's the Kedushas HaYom that's Mechayev HaHalal. Those are two different types of Halal. Aval Halal B'Lal Pasach Shaini L'Gamri. Halal on the night of the Seder is entirely different. Kas V'Ram Hilchus Chametz Matzberg Zayin Halach Avav. V'chol Dor V'Dor Chayev Adam L'Haros Es Atzmo Kilu Hu Fa'atzmo Yatza Ata Mishibud Mitzrayim. Every generation, we have to view ourselves right now. We're leaving Mitzrayim. Lo sagi b'masha roes atzma shiotzer lefnei shana. Not that we went last year. El dechayev midina liras atzma ki liotzei achshav b'hove. Misha roa nisim shenasim lefanav achshav tekev miyad. Shor divrei halal v'hodaya l'akodesh baruch hu. Shabayim mitoch omek libo. A person who sees miracles happening in front of him right here, right now, is automatically going to sing Halal Takrash Baruch Hu that comes from the depth of his heart. Hal de Shar Yamim Nemar Kechova Kavua Vedino Kal de Kriya. Aval del Pesach Nemar Keshira Haba Mitoch Tkuva Spontaneous Tivit Leneshan Eschadish Lefanav. That unlike the other Halals, which are a Chiyuv that has been Kavua in our calendars as something that we need to do, the Halal on the night of the Seder is something that we currently experience and we react to. That's the Halal on the night of the Seder. Rav Sacks quoted the Hamak She'ela, the Netziv, in his commentary to the She'iltos, which is source 20, Beis, B'sha She'ira Anes, V'lo B'yom Ahu B'kol Shana. That they came up with the with Mikra Megillah, and they said, Ma me avdus lecheres hamrin and shira, mimisa lechayim lo kol shekein. That me avdus lecheres we sing shira, so misa lechayim all the more so we should sing shira. So he says, what shira are we talking about that we sang when we went me avdus lecheres? So Rashi says shira alayam. V'lo ein mitzvah lomer shira seyam b'shvi shel pesach b'kol shana. There's no mitzvah to say Shira Sayam every year. Ela kal v'chomer achi. Kishem shemoshev Yisrael amru shira ba'osasha'a. It's not that we say it every year. It's that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael said Shira at that moment. Hachanami lamdu b'kal v'chomer b'sha'a shiyatsum yimavaz l'chayim ba'osasha'a. So we were saying at that moment, when we go from Mavis l'chayim, we should sing Shira as well. That's the kal v'chomer to Megillah. And therefore, the Halal of the night of the Seder is this spontaneous Shira that's an entirely different Halal than the Halal that occurs any other time through the year. That's probably the explanation of the Lefichach, that because of all of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, and we have to see ourselves right now as if those miracles are happening for us, that's why we have to say Hallel right now. And that's why we don't have to worry about any of the rules of Hallel. You know, the rules, you shouldn't be sitting, you shouldn't be at night, should be. No, this isn't about rules. Rules are for when we're koveya a Hallel. This is a Hallel that spontaneously happens each and every year. You know, like at the end of Yom Kippur, there's a spontaneous dancing at the end of Ne'ilah. And somehow, each year, it still feels spontaneous. But you know, it happens every year. Is that really the energy of the day that's carrying us to dance a little bit at the end of Yom Kippur? And for many of us, I believe, yes, it is. It's still spontaneous. each and every year. That feeling wells up within us, where it really just overflows into this dance at the end of Yom Kippur, because we're so excited. Aye, but it happens every year, so isn't it just part of, you know, by rote what you do? No, it's not. Because if you're experiencing Yom Kippur properly, that's the way it ends. That's where it lands you. If one experiences Pesach properly, it's not that the halal is, you know, kavua. Oh, it says the next thing we recite is halal. No, it's that it builds within us this excitement that we're experiencing this great miracle. In fact, that might be why the Torah itself is referred to as a shira. You know, the last mitzvah in the Torah is kisvu lechem es hashira hazos. But that's not a mitzvah to write shiras hazinu. It's a mitzvah to write the entire Torah. So why is the entire Torah called a shira? So Rashi in Devarim Perek Vav, Rashi writes on the pasuk vayu advarim ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. That it is something, we should not view it as something that was old. Torah itself is something that we're supposed to view each and every day as if we just got it. And that's the Shira element of Torah. Because we're excited, because it just came, it just happened, we just received the Torah. That's the way we're supposed to feel all the time. And maybe that's why Bikurim is called the Shira as well. If you look in the Mishnah, in the second paragraph of Bikurim, Mishnah Dalet, V'yesh b'Bikurim, Masha'in kein b'tshuma meiser, sh'Bikurim niknun b'mechur b'lekarka, v'osadim kolsadei Bikurim, v'chayv b'achrisum, v'tunun karban v'shir! Bikurim requires a shir! Why does Bikurim require a shir? Because every day is the day that we entered Eretz Yisrael, u'basa l'koin ha'shir b'yamein, v'amarti la v'igati ha'yom l'Hashem el'kacha, ki basi l'Eretz ha'shunish b'Hashem l'avaseinu l'asei islanu. It's today that we came into Eretz Yisrael. It's hayom. That's part of the mikra bikurim that we do. That we say, I just got here today. That each and every day we view the gift of Eretz Yisrael as if we have just received the gift of Eretz Yisrael. And that would answer many of the questions as well. This idea that it's a spontaneous shira. You know, it could be that that's why there's no bracha. The idea of a bracha is to put us in the proper mindset to do the mitzvah. You know, Nadav Yehuda has a discussion in the famous tshuva where someone was foolish enough to ask the Nadav Yehuda what the proper nusach of L'Shem Yichud is. So Nadav Yehuda said, what are you talking, nusach L'Shem Yichud? He says, I looked in all of Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, and I didn't see anywhere, or in Rishonim, I didn't see anywhere that anyone came up with such a nusach. So nowadays, someone's going to invent a nusach, Bimotzi Lazal Rishonim, and then, but he mentions in the tshuva, what, you're going to tell me that you need to get your mind straight, that you need to get focused on the mitzvah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, b'dibur, b'machshava, b'maisa, so you want to get your mind straight? That's why that's why Chazal created Birchos HaMitzvos. Birchos HaMitzvos are there to get our mind into it. Yeah, when do you need that? When you have, okay, now I have a mitzvah to do. How do I get myself focused on the mitzvah? I'll say a Birchos HaMitzvah. But when it's spontaneous, a spontaneous shira, a bracha almost, you know, that's probably part of the explanation of mitzvah ben on lechaver, not requiring a bracha either. Because part of mitzvah ben on lechaver was to do it out of a sense of compassion, out of a sense of caring for somebody else. When you say a bracha on it, it sort of is taking away a little bit about that sense of I'm doing this because I actually feel compassion for the other person. It's turning the person into a chavtza shel mitzvah. And that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to feel a sense of compassion and to act as if you feel a sense of compassion. Over here, it's not compassion, it's passion. The mitzvah is to feel passionate about what we're experiencing. Yeah, birchas mitzvah is going to take away a little bit from that. So we don't do a birchas mitzvah. And that's maybe why there's no bracha on Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim either, because it's all part of that same excitement that we're experiencing at that moment. Now, that would also explain why we could say it even at night, because it's whenever that feeling comes. Why women are obligated, because they were also afeinu yibosa anes, boso atzala, and boso, you know, excitement that we had. And maybe that's why we can say it even when Ma'aseh Yadai Tovim B'Yam. Because, you know, very similar to what happened at Oz Yashir. You know, the Gemara says that the Malachi Asharis were Bikshu Lomar Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't. But Klal Yisrael was allowed to say Shira Eras Yashuv. Why? Because they themselves were saved. So, you know, it's one thing to recall years later and say a halal about something that happened when Masi Yaday Tavim B'Yam. That's not right. But if it's not recalling years later, it's right here and it's right now. So that's the Shira. So then we did just experience it. We did just have it. In fact, Rav Zhalti in Mishnas Yavid suggests that maybe you can't be Yotzei Shomea Ka'one, this halal. Because he says, similar to Birchsa Gomel, that many poskim say the Birchsa Gomel, a person has to recite himself. Because whenever you're giving genuine hoda'ah for something that just happened to you right now, that has to be something that's personal. That's why that's what they say, the Budraham writes, that of all the parts of Chazar Shas, there's only one part that we have to say ourselves, modim. There's a modim drabban, and we say our own modim. Because hoda'ah has to be given on a personal level. It has to be given directly by us. And maybe that's why this halal also might be included in that idea, that we should each make sure to say it ourselves, but to feel it with a sense of passion and excitement, kiluhu yatsumi mitzrayim, on that very night.